This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has now met with the Chinese President Xi Jinping as he wrapped up a two-day high-stakes visit to Beijing aimed at easing soaring tensions between the two countries. The meeting had been expected, but neither side confirmed it would happen until a State Department official announced it just an hour before the talks, which are seen as key to the success of the trip. Officials in Ukraine said the death toll from flooding following the destruction of a dam earlier this month has risen to at least 16, and Russian officials said 29 people have died, Reuters correspondent Edward Barron.
The breaching of the Kakhovka Dam on June 6 unleashed floodwaters across a large area of land in southern Ukraine and in Russian-occupied parts of Ukraine, destroying farmland and cutting off supplies to civilians. More than 3,600 people have been evacuated from the flooded areas in the Kherson and Mykolaiv regions.
And Reuters' Edward Barron. A North Korean state media report says top officials have vowed to push for a second attempt to launch a spy satellite during a recently ended meeting of the ruling party. VOA's Joe Ramsey.
The report Monday says North Korean top officials called the country's first and failed launch last month the most serious shortcoming this year and harshly criticized those responsible for it. South Korea's spy agency earlier told lawmakers it would likely take more than several weeks for North Korea to determine what went wrong in the failed launch. North Korea monitoring groups haven't reported any purges or dismissals of scientists or others involved in the failed launch. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Nearly 170 people have died in two of India's most populous states in recent days amid a sweltering heat wave, as hospitals are overwhelmed with patients and routine power outages add to the challenges. Health officials and local news reports said Monday that 119 people have died from heat-related illness over the last several days in a northern state, while 47 people have died in a neighboring Bihar state. While northern regions of India are known for sweltering heat during the summer months, temperatures have been consistently above normal. Israeli helicopter gunships struck targets in the West Bank, marking a rare use of Israeli firepower or air power in the occupied territory during a fierce gun battle in which Palestinian militants detonated a roadside bomb next to an Israeli military vehicle. At least three Palestinians, including a 15-year-old boy, were killed, and Israeli media said a number of Israeli soldiers were hurt in Monday's fighting. Pope Francis resumed his cherished Sunday custom of greeting the public from a balcony over St. Peter's Square 2 days after being released from the hospital. AP correspondent Julie Walker reporting.
The Pope thanking everyone in Italian.
Grazie a tutti, grazie a voi, grazie di cuore.
The 86-year-old pontiff sounding breathless and hoarse at times, but gesturing frequently with his hands for emphasis, clearly looking delighted to be back following June 7th abdominal surgery to repair a hernia and remove painful scarring around his intestines. The 15,000 in the square cheering. The Pope also noting Tuesday marks World Refugee Day and renewing his call to do more while praying for the victims of a Uganda school attack by suspected rebels that killed 42 and for the people of Ukraine. I'm Julie Walker.
Ghana aims to...
The report Monday says North Korea...
The debt restructuring before the next review, its $3 billion loan from the International Monetary Fund, according to the finance minister on Sunday. More from VOA's Diane Roberts.
He said the West African nation aimed to reach agreement with bilateral creditors in coming weeks, adding that it was in the process of getting a memorandum of understanding with the creditors. The gold, cocoa, and oil-producing nation is in talks with its creditors to restructure its debt as it struggles under its worst economic crisis in a generation. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
At least six people are dead, dozens injured in a string of weekend violence and mass shootings across the United States. Shootings in suburban Chicago, Washington State, Pennsylvania, St. Louis, Southern California, and Baltimore follow a surge of violence over the past several years.